This is the 96.5 Family Show. Heard weekdays from 6 on Brisbane's 96.5.
Hey, always nice to have Bruce Sullivan back on the air, our relationships guru from Red Hot Relationships. And today we're talking about putting your best foot forward. When people can perceive this as such a negative thing today, but you really want to be trying your best all the time. How do we make that happen, Bruce? Hello.
Good morning to you. And look, yeah, it is nice to be back. Thank you very much. And look, one of the things that is obvious to me, and I think, you know, when you stop long enough and just watch and listen, you know, there is so much negativity going on in the world, and people just keep either putting themselves down or playing down. And, you know, it's not something that just happens, you know, corporately or what we see in the papers. You know, sometimes that negativity can really come and have an impact on our families and on our relationships as well. And I think it's important that we just even stop long enough to pay attention, to have a think about what potentially the negative impact of that negative thinking and those negative attitudes can have on our families.
I mean, and on yourself as well, hey, because it can be a downward spiral.
Yeah, look, and once it gets started, it's kind of hard to know where to stop. So this morning, I'm asking people just to take some time to be thinking a little bit bigger, to dream a little bit bigger, and step up and be the, you know, the brilliant person that God created us to be. And I think, you know, when I remind people particularly that sometimes it's a good idea to stop looking at the papers and remember that we live not just in an economy, but we actually live in a community, and our own energy and our attitude towards life really can have an impact on people in the most positive of ways as well, to counter some of that negativity.
I'm a little torn, Bruce, for the fact that, you know, there are so many jobs in the world, and you wouldn't want to put others, you know, to rank them all, you know, but you're going to have your brain surgeons of the world, and then you're going to have your conductors or whatever. You're going to have someone digging a hole. Like, not everyone's going to have that most amazing slash career slash drive. I mean, there's room for all of us, isn't there?
Yeah, look, I think there is, and what you say really highlights that issue as well, in the fact that, you know, we don't just live in an economy, we live in a community, and we need all of those people to do that. But how do you start being the best version of you that you can be in that space? And, you know, how do you start thinking about, you know, yes, I might be the guy that digs the hole, or I might be the brain surgeon, but guess what? I need you to be the best father that you can possibly be, or the best husband that you could be, or the best neighbor that you can be. So, you know, how do we start dreaming a little bit bigger in that space and from taking some time? And, you know, for me, one of the things that I did early in my life was start thinking about who my heroes were going to be. And, you know, I thought about people in my community that were doing just amazing things in the hero, you know, regardless of what people did professionally, but, you know, what people do personally. And, you know, geez, that guy was a great dad. Geez, I'd like to be a dad like him. He was positive, he was on the front foot, he was disciplined, he could dream big, he knew how to stop doing the things that he didn't know how to do, and, you know, get on with the things that he was really passionate about. And so I think sometimes just finding some new heroes, other than work heroes, that really bring that positive life and energy into families and into their relationships, can be a really good start.
And I suppose when you're talking about, you know, that side of your life, the community side of your life, and you're talking, Bruce, about, you know, being a parent or being a son or a daughter, being a sibling, being a friend, being a neighbour, being a member of the community, if you're a brain surgeon or a hole digger, it doesn't really matter. It's the same principles, isn't it?
Oh, exactly, Robbie. And I think that sometimes we do get so caught up in the other stuff. You know, and I hear people all the time say, you know, even when I answer the phone, it's just a little thing, and it sounds kind of almost nitpicky, but people say, well, it's just me. Well, you know, I encourage people to get rid of the just word. You know, I try to teach my kids, and it's not just Declan.
It's
me. Hi, it's me here, and I'm a really valuable, brilliant person. And, you know, Marianne Williamson said, you know, we ask ourselves who I am to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous. Well, actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people will not feel insecure around you. And I think, you know, it's time for individuals, particularly with so much negativity around, just to step up and say, hey, it's me, and I want to be the best possible person of me, the version of me that I can be.
One quick tip, Bruce. We're heading into a weekend. How do we take a step in the right direction to being the best at whatever it is we want to achieve?
I think maybe the best thing to do is not to even change anything that you do, but, you know, find yourself a new superhero. You know, park Superman for a little bit, and Wonder Woman and Spider-Man and all those amazing superheroes, and find a mum, a dad, you know, a teenager. Some teenagers inspire me more than some grown-ups. You know, who are some people that just consistently want to put their best foot forward and be the best version of them they can be. So be on the lookout. Go hunting this weekend for someone who you know that you can look through and think, you know, what would that person do? How would they respond to that? How would they put their best foot forward? And you may have someone else that you can to copy their behaviour and look at what they're doing, and that might just help you put your best foot forward as well.
How to be the best you possibly can be. Bruce Sullivan, our relationships guru from Red Hot Relationships. Good on you, mate. Always nice to have you on the air, hey. We'll talk soon.
The 96.5 Family Show. Weekdays live from 6 till 9 on 96.5 FM and via the web at 96five.com.